Blog Talk Radio.
Life, Growth, and Wellness.
Good evening. Hello, everyone. It's Tuesday, my favorite day of the week. I get so excited when Tuesday comes around because I know we're going to get on the radio and just have some absolute fun. So welcome, welcome, welcome to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. It is my pleasure to serve as your hostess through this journey. Welcome again. And so, you know, before we get started, we always make sure that we do just a couple of things to make sure we're in alignment before we get started on this awesome ride tonight. And so the first thing that we do here in getting prepared for the party is we anchor ourselves in affirmative reading. And this message comes from my daily post at revsandy.wordpress.com. And it's entitled, It's All Good All the Time. I have said and used this phrase for a long time. Today, however, it has a new meaning for me. I know and accept the goodness of God, our Creator. Yet today I fully understand what is meant by the promise to have life and have it more abundantly. We have settled for mere existence, because everything around us has told us that is enough and to be satisfied with just survival. Today, I know God wants more and more for us. The Creator does not desire for us to be poor, either in finances or thoughts. The Creator's desire is for us to be absolutely rich in every area of our lives. What do you have to share with humanity? What can you do today to uplift and inspire someone? Share a smile. Offer positive words of encouragement. Make that phone call just to say, I love you. Dream big this year. Dare to go for exactly what your heart truly desires. There is no room for fear when you go forward in absolute faith. For fear cannot exist when your thoughts are filled with faith, a belief in the Creator and the manufacturer of all good. As for me, I am feeling like a small child, full of excitement and expectancy. I know God is blessing me more and more each day. Each day I willingly declare I am worthy and deserving of the vastness of this life. I remember a song that was sung in church, It's Well With My Soul. How is your spirit today? Set your goals higher than you have ever done before. Know that blessings are flooding you each time you trust the process of creative knowledge, God. Trust that you truly are a child of the Most High, the Creator of all things, the merciful benefactor. God desires to bless you. You must desire the blessing. We are created with free will for ourselves. That means you must sincerely desire to be blessed before it can happen. Nothing can be bestowed upon you that is not in alignment with your desires. Today, declare, it's all good all the time. Do it with vigor, excitement, expectancy, and joy. And then watch as miracles unfold for you as you hold to that vision. Again, that's from my daily inspirational messages at revsandy.wordpress.com. And again, thank you for being here with us. The next step that we take in preparation for Tuesday night is we honor, we bless, and we invoke the energies of our ancestors to be with us. Our ancestors are such an instrumental part of who we are, and our total being is a gift from them to us. And so we honor our ancestors in all that we do, especially on what we call Truthful Tuesdays, as we discuss subjects that are not always commonly discussed in an open arena. A lot of this is said behind the closed door or a little whisper to one another. So our ancestors give us the strength to stand straight up and have this conversation, all the conversations that we do here on Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show, with equal opportunity for all viewpoints of life. So thank you, ancestors. We love you. We treasure you. We honor you. And we are so thankful that we're descendants of yours. Ashe, ashe, asheo. It's all about life. It's all about love. And it's all about wellness. So tonight's show is Water of Life Symposium with Anthony A.K. King. And Water of Life, and also known as urine therapy, is going to be the topic for tonight. I hope you come prepared to learn, to share, to gain some new knowledge. And your comments are always welcome here on the show. So you can call us at 516-531-9819. And if you have a question, a comment, you want to share your experiences, you would just push 1 on your dial to let me know that you want to speak live on air with us. So you're listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to get right back and get straight into the show so that we can talk about urine therapy, which is one of my favorite subjects. But we're going to take a quick break. We'll see you in a second. recall getting it on AK's End Time CD, and that is one of my favorite songs. I have a lot of them, but that's one of my favorites. And I love the message. You know, like if you're feeling down and kind of lackluster on your energy, it starts off saying, you know, like if you woke up this morning, hey, get the party going. That's a gift right there. And so that, again, was Getting On by Anthony A.K. King, my special nephew. And so welcome back to Life, Love, and Wellness with Sandy Rogers Show. Once again, you're welcome to call and talk with us at any time during the show. Our number here is 516-531-9819. And you would press 1 to just let me know that you want to talk live on air with us, whatever, you know, comments, questions, sharing your story, whatever you would like. And so it is my pleasure to be able to introduce my nephew to you. Many of you know him already. He's been a guest on our show several times. He's an author. He's a dancer. He's a musician, a music producer, and he's an actor. And he's coming to us tonight to talk specifically about his brainchild. It's called Water of Life Symposium, where the idea came to him, like the Daily Message said. This is his gift, and this was something that he's created for the betterment of all people. He's taken a stand, which is not necessarily a common or a well-received stand, especially, you know, like in your family. Your family thinks you crazy when you do something outside of the norm. And so he's had the criticism, but it doesn't faze him because he believes in what he's doing. And that's that faith that the Daily Message spoke of. And so he's living his life in faith every day, every day, every day. So I want to welcome Anthony A.K. King to the microphone. Hey, nephew.
Greetings, my most beautiful aunt that I have that I love more than all the rest of them, and they know it.
Thank you.
It ain't a secret, baby. You are my favorite. You are absolutely an incredible entity, and I appreciate you. If no one else on this planet does, your nephew does. Mm-hmm. Very thankful for you.
I received that. Thank you for saying it.
So check this out, Auntie.
All right.
Tonight, I'm just going to talk to you.
Okay.
All right? I'm going to talk to you.
We can do that.
And okay. I'm going to let everybody else just listen in. And even if they call, don't answer yet till we get through talking. Is that all right?
That's great. I can do that.
Now, where I'm going to start, I don't know. I'm just going to flow with it because this has been on me, in my spirit, keeping me up, listening to my ancestors talk to me. So I'm going to share it with you.
Okay.
All right? And I'm going to tell you a title. I'll title it called Recognition, Acknowledgement, Accept, and Change. All right, in that order. Recognize, acknowledge, accept, and change. Now, I did a little exercise with three of my Water World family. These are water drinkers I did this exercise with. I gave them something to read. I gave them a scripture to read. Different times. I won't say their names because more than likely they're listening. I gave them a scripture to read. Started with one verse. Then I asked them to stop. I said, now put the book down and tell me what you read. None of them could tell me what they read. Now I had to read it again, knowing that this time I'm going to ask you what you read. Tell me, because they did what's called tuning in. We ask people to tune in. I'm a musician, and when an instrument is out of tune, the vibration is off. You can't hear. Most of us are not listening.
Right.
Most of us are waiting to talk. We get fixated on something in our head and we want to say it, but listening is an art. I know my background is music and theater and the stage, so you have to be paying attention, training those ears to zoom in on what you're hearing. And even in most of those cases, most aren't interested, and when you tell them to repeat what you said, they're going to tell you what they think you said. The majority of the time, it has nothing to do with what you intend. That's part of the illness that comes with being out of the water. We're Babylonians. We babble. Words are so low on the totem pole. We didn't come from words. You didn't come out of the womb with words. You were conditioned to know words and symbols and giving the meanings and giving what thoughts to think. We're so deep into the institutionalization, it's now said if you don't know the words, you are considered dumb.
Right, right.
I want to share some statistics with you, talking that you know I'm 55, and I've been in business for myself the majority of my life. I've actually worked for very few people, always in service of other people, but worked for very few. Done all right for myself in this life. What you think, Auntie?
I think you've done great.
If you say it, I'm cool with that. So I'm going to share some statistics with you. Starting with the symposium. All right? Now, last year, we did our first symposium, and I promoted over a year span of time. And I'd say on the low end, I'll use the low number for this, promoted continually for a year to a minimum of 20,000 people. Minimum. And that's a small number, but we're going to go with the low number. Over a period of a year, 64 people out of that 20,000 attended the symposium. That's less than 1%. It's actually 0.03% actually heard the call and did something about it. I just did a Keep Those Peace Sign Together hoodie campaign, and I promoted it for 2 months. 2 months. On my personal Facebook page, I have 1,479 friends. 1,479. On my actual Water of Life Symposium page, which consists of people that are very aware of the Water of Life and participate in the water, there's 810 just on my group page, not considering the 5,000 plus on Urine Therapy, The Real Remedy page, there's 5,000 plus on that page, 1,479 personal friends, including family, on my personal page, 809 on my Water of Life Symposium page. I promoted it for 2 months. We needed to sell, and we do these campaigns for a couple of reasons: to raise funds to continue to support the cost of what it takes to put on the Water of Life Symposium, and in return have folks to be able to reap the benefits by having some paraphernalia that they can be proud of and that they can wear, which also promotes the greatest good of what we're doing. It brings about awareness. Out of the 1,479 people on my page and the 810 people, minus myself and Adria, who put these campaigns on, shout out to Adria Jenkins Jones.
Adria.
13 people supported this campaign. 13. On my personal page, that's less than 1%. It's actually 0.08%. Over 2 months. On the Water of Life page, out of 810 people, that's 1.6%. Now, we needed to sell 17 of the white shirts and 17 of the black shirts for the company to even bother printing them. I don't say that when I promote the campaign. I just keep that monitored. Out of the 34 shirts that got sold, Adria and myself bought half of them, just between me and her. Now, I hope you all are listening. You got to be listening. And even telling them that, most will not be. Now, I want to read something to you. I'm going to read it, and I'm going to take my time so that you can hear me. Now, for those that know me, you know that I'm a Bible fan, a specific Bible, a King James Version Bible guy. Now, it doesn't make it any more or less true than any other book. I'm going to repeat it. I'm a fan. I, Anthony King, speak solely for myself and will share my view with you. I'm going to start with this one. Matthew chapter 13. The same day, starting with verse 1. The same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside. Great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat. And the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them. Some seed fell upon stony places, where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, because they had not much depthness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched because they had no root and withered away. Some seed fell amongst thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But others fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. And the disciples came and said unto him, Why speakest thou unto them in parables? He said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. I'm going to talk to you about recognize, acknowledge, accept, and change. Now, just using this right here, it says, Jesus went out of the house and he sat by the seaside and great multitudes were gathered together to the point that he went on a ship, turned around and spoke to them as they stood on the shore. He spoke to them in parables. Right? Interestingly enough, what he talked to them about was sowing seeds. He was talking to them in parables based on what he recognized. He didn't always talk in parables. He used term, let he who hath an ear to hear, let him hear. He didn't always use that term. And the disciples recognized it. While he was talking, because, you know, they were hyped up. They were glad it was a multitude because they just wanted this thing to grow. They wanted the symposium to grow. They were happy that the multitudes were filling the house. So when Jesus came out, they were excited. They expecting him to lay it on them. Give it to them, man. We're going to be packed this year. But Jesus spoke to them in parables, and in parables he spoke about the seed being sown, recognizing that some seeds are just falling by the wayside. Some seeds is falling on stony ground and they don't have no root. Some is falling on thorns and they just gonna get choked out. But some will fall on good ground. And the disciples noticed this. They said, man, what is he? What's he doing? I don't know, man. Maybe he's going to get to the good part. Hey, man, why are you talking like that? I have no idea. He wasn't talking like that when it was just us. He is tripping. Hey, Jesus, can we talk to you for a minute? Over here, man. What you doing? And we finally got all these people out here. Now's the time to reel them in. They can't hear me. I recognize it. You ever recognize when somebody can't hear you, Auntie?
Oh, yeah.
This what we think. Somewhere. Go ahead, mm-hmm. Sweetheart.
No, I just was going to say you can tell in their eyes that they're not listening to you. They have no idea what you just said.
And here's even better. They'll show you that they are not hearing you because what you said to do, not only do they not do, when you ask them about it, they'll even tell you they did. I did. What do you mean? No, I said support and share. I didn't ask you if you liked it. I didn't ask you if you could afford it. And for those of you that drink your water, if you are broke, the universe does not recognize you as a giver. If you have money issues, I've never been broke in my life. Never. As a matter of fact, we couldn't use that word in my mother's house. She said it was a direct insult to her. One day I said I was broke, and she said, "How you know? You don't pay for shit." She told me when I was 13, she said, "Boy, let me tell you something." I was walking out the front door, and she was sitting there paying bills. I'll never forget it. And my mother died with an 805 credit score and left my sister two houses. She said, "Don't you ever buy nothing you can't afford. And if you don't have the money on you, you can't afford it."
That's
so
right.
I never did. I've never had no debt. I don't have no debt now. Owe no man. So I owe no man. When I said support and share, that's what I meant. Is that what happened? No. You know how I know? I recognize it. I recognize these statistics. And in anything, you do statistics, especially if you want to be successful at it. Who am I talking to? I can talk about piss drinking all day, and folks will press the one, and they'll ask questions, and most of them are frivolous. Hey, does it do this, and what's that? And, you know, and I read a lot of the piss drinkers stuff, and everybody's a know-it-all. Everybody knows everything. Everybody's a doctor, you know, and everybody's got a radio show. Everybody's got a channel. Everybody's a news broadcaster. Everybody knows everything except anything. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 8 says, "If any man thinketh he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing yet as he ought to know." So soon as you think you know something, you know nothing. We're talking about what we recognize. You can recognize something, then you have to acknowledge it. When you recognize something, the natural progression of intellect would be to acknowledge it. What do you see, Anthony? Do these people hear you? This is just me by myself every day. You know I'm up 1, 2 o'clock in the morning walking by myself. No noise, no TV, no nothing. I'm up, and this is consistent every day, year round. I might sleep 4 hours a day. If that, I'm up. I drink this root sauce, this core juice, this alpha and omega water, all day, all night. Does it heal, Anthony? I don't know. My arm hurts right now. It don't make no difference. I'm still going to drink it. I'm into the well of the water. I'm into the life, the love, and the wellness. Well is the root word for wellness. I mean, actively engaged and in a fruitful relationship with the well that I am, where my communion takes place with the alpha and the omega of the I am. I can hear the voice of those that preceded me, that came together to form me. I can hear them. What you recognize, man? They don't hear me. They could care less. They see you, but they don't hear you. You know, social media used to be fun, especially for us old cats, because when they first started, the idea was, hey, I want to see, can I catch up with some old girlfriends or some old high school friends that I haven't seen in years. Now, today's generation, they grew up in it. We didn't grow up in it. It was kind of a fly thing. Now the novelty of it has worn off, and here's what it's like to me. You know when you had your front door open and your windows open, and people walk past your house? They're not coming to see you. They just want to look in.
Right.
That's what social media is like to me. That's why I don't have much to say. I only talk about the water or give what I would want someone to have. But I recognize that I don't have 1,479 friends. And for those of you that are friends on my page, you can look, and the number is 1,479. Well, I recognize, Auntie, I don't have 1,479 friends. I acknowledge it. Now I accept it, because I don't think I've accepted it before, because if I accepted it, then you would already see the results of where it will be this time next month, first Tuesday, when I talk to you again. I'm going to delete the majority of the people that are my so-called friends. Because you're from Compton is not going to keep you, my friend. No disrespect, because I'm not mad at nobody. I recognize some things. Because we've known each other for 20, 30 years is not going to keep you, my friend. Everybody that you walked to school with and hung out with didn't have your home number when we was growing up.
Yep.
My mama said, don't have your friends calling my house. See them at school. So we're going to get down to the core. I am. Of who I am. I'm going to read something else right quick. This is in Matthew chapter 12, starting at verse 46. Check this out. Jesus was talking. While he yet talked to the people, behold, his mother and his brother stood without, meaning outside, desiring to speak to him. Then one said unto him, behold, thy mother and thy brother stand without, desiring to speak to thee. But he answered and said unto him that told him, who is my mother? And who are my brethren? He stretched forth his hand towards his disciples and said, behold, my mother and my brethren, for so whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother, my sister, and my mother. Did this dude just leave his mother and his brother outside? Y'all may not like Jesus after I get through telling y'all about him. Because if you did that, you know what you're going to hear? You can't do your mama like that. She birthed you. She has a right. She's standing out there talking to you. She only out there because she needs something. I know that's my mother. I know who she is. You know why her ass is outside and ain't in here? because she don't hear me. You know why my brother's outside and not in here? Because they can't hear me. See, when you drink this water, those that don't drink the water, they don't mind telling you ugh to your face. Those that don't drink the water, they don't mind telling you, I'll never do that. They don't mind disconnecting your phone number. They don't mind ignoring you. So if you have something greater than them, why the hell would you have an outreach for those that will ultimately need what you got? There's what we think, and then there's what's actually happening. It's like the guy that wants that girl to love him, or that girl that wants that guy to love her. And they got the greatest speeches to go along with it to make it sound so good. Oh, I just want, you know, I just want to do everything I can to please him or her. Hold on, let me ask you a question. What is it about someone that doesn't love you that you want them to love you? And the answer could be whatever it is. My father said when somebody asks you a question, you don't have to answer, but at least have one. See, here's the trick about wanting. When you want something, that means as we speak, it is not. Then you have to get into believing. Believing works like a Band-Aid. A Band-Aid you put on until your wound heals. Believing, you use it until you know. When you know, you don't have to believe. You don't believe your name is Sandy Rogers. You know your name is Sandy Rogers. Belief has no space in your identity. Man, I just want, well, hold on. You can want all you want. But you got to ask yourself this question. What is it about you that lacks anything?
Right.
That you would become a seeker. Who told you you were naked, Adam? How you know you don't have no clothes on? How you know? He didn't just say, let he that have ears to hear, let him hear. He recognized, they can't hear me. So I'm not promoting a symposium trying to get folks that, A, that don't drink their water to drink, nor am I trying to get folks that drink their water to do anything, because most of them don't support. Most of them are know-it-alls. They know everything. They don't support. The reason I'm doing a symposium is to promote the power of being together. In case we forgot the power of being in the same room. I watched on what these called New Year's, Brother Casey, who I believe is listening in, he said, Happy New You. And I just smiled because, you know, the New Year, staring at the clock, I drink too much piss to be caught up in the clock game and the Christmas game and putting trees in my house and all of that. It's just goofy to me, you know. I don't like women that wear makeup and hair, fake hair and all that. That's not attractive to me. I'm not knocking you. You do your thing. It's just not attractive to me. I know too much about acting. And I know when you put on the wardrobe, you're in character. It's not authentically. Come out of character. Now I'm going to read something else to you. Boy, this is getting hot in here. Come out from amongst them and be ye separate. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove that which is good and acceptable and perfect. You don't have to wonder. Prove it. I paid for the symposium last year. At $35, I promise you, if I had 100 people, which is the capacity of the rooms that I feel, it would not cover my cost. I didn't ask you all for no money. I said support and share. Out of the people that supported this campaign, the majority of the 13 are people that I talk to all the time. Only one was someone that I really don't know. Only one. So in 2019, the symposium would be invitation only. I'm going to invite those, just like the Jesus said, follow me. I'm going to invite those that can hear me to commune with me. And for those that are interested at that point, because they might have talked to you, or maybe they've talked to Sister Roz, or they've talked to Brother Casey, or Brother Youssef, or, you know, Sister Tanya, Brother Tim, you know, Sister Adria, myself, and a few others that if I haven't mentioned you, you know who you are. Those that understand the spirit of this movement. Because that's how cliques and cults and religions get started. Compromising, trying to appease. We slapped high five. We said, hey, everybody yelled, London! We're not going nowhere close to London because y'all don't support. They don't see the value in it. Everybody's content, you know, sitting in front of a computer, posting shit, talking shit, and getting likes. If I wanted likes, trust me, gang, I live in Las Vegas. I can sing my ass off. Can play the hell out of this piano. And I'm handsome. I can walk into one of these night spots, and I've done it just to amuse myself. And I said, watch me make traffic stop when I sit and play this piano and sing a song. I have no desire to be in there, so I don't go. And I've been in Vegas for 17 years, and Vegas don't even know me. Those that have known me for years, when they do run into me, say, hey, man, where you performing out there? I hate that word. I'm not performing for any man. I am that I am. And for those that can hear me, pee in a cup, drink it. If you don't want to come to a symposium, you don't have to. But when this is all that you do and you hear the Spirit calling you, you want to be there. You want to be in the same room with Youssef Kinte. I promise you, you want to be in the room at the same time with him and Sister Roslyn Hansen, who will be speaking this year. You want to be in the room with Brother Casey Caban, Sister Casey Weir, Tanya Brown Richmond, Sister Adria. And Auntie, I'm going to let you talk about the energy. I've heard people say, to this day, I think Brother Casey says most, I've never met people in my life, and he's in his 60s, with this kind of vibration. I'm going to pause and give you the floor, Auntie.
We're going to take a quick break. How about that, nephew? So we're going to play a little music. We'll be right back. Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. Be right back, you guys.
Everybody wants a little more time. left behind in time. Besides, who wants to go on without the chance of changing time? Oh, time. Let's rewind. It's an idea that comes and goes along with time. But we gotta move on before we get left behind. Come and go and change your mind a thousand times. Nine lines. Life's a game we get to play when we decide. Enjoy the ride. Let's rewind. It's an idea that comes and goes along with time. But we gotta move on before we get left behind.
Mic check, yo, is this thing gone? Got something to say, but I got all day long. Come on, time is of the essence.
That's right.
And pay attention, it'll also teach a lesson. That's right. See, what you need to do is try to live in the now. Because we're doing the real time, I'ma show you how.
Yeah.
Remove all distractions that'll try to suck the greatness out your actions.
Time.
That was the title cut from the CD In Time by Anthony A.K. King. You can support his music on his website, www.anthonyakking. You can also find it on iTunes, but I like to ask people to go straight to a person's website. That way there's no royalties exchanged with anybody and that they get the full benefit of your purchase. So again, Anthony A.K. King, that's In Time was the title cut. So welcome back to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. We are talking about urine therapy, water of life. We're talking about life, actually. And it has been such an in-depth conversation around our motivation, what we think, how we process this thing called life. And a lot of the elements that go into that. And it's just been really, it's been very mind extending for me, thinking about the scriptures that AK has shared with us, and his commentary just really, really brought about a lot of new awareness for me. Well, not necessarily new, but just brought about a lot of awareness for me around the subjects that he was talking about regarding those scriptures. And so he asked me to tell you about the energy that was in the building, in the atmosphere, in the space of the people that were present. Now, he said the number was 64. I have no idea how many people were there. I know that there were people from all over the world. I know that I've had such a diverse career and exposure to various populations. So I've been in corporate America. I've been an area commissioner with the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts, and worked with the schools, a designer on my own modeling company, have been to various countries. I enjoyed my most going into Africa, and I'm a minister, I'm an author. And so I've been around people. I've been around a lot of people all my life. Got started back in the early 60s with community empowerment and human advocacy for human rights and justice. And so I said all of that to say that I'm not a stranger to diversity and to various audiences. And so when I sat in this space with the individuals from the Water of Life Symposium, it was magical. It was full of love. It was full of life. It was full of people that, although they did not know each other prior to being there at the symposium, nobody was a stranger to the other person. Everybody embraced each other with just pure magical joy and excitement, and everybody became one. And so it was very warm, very loving, very accepting, very... harmonic, you know, it was, everybody was just in the same energy and just loving on each other and appreciating each other and willing to be there. Because like I said at the top of the show, you know, a lot of times your family, especially, will shun you once you tell them, you know, what you're doing, or, you know, they criticize you, turn their nose up, and, you know, always disapproving of what you're doing without even trying it. You know, they're just making a judgment from their lack of knowledge and from their limited viewpoint. So it was good. And so for everyone to know that, you know, there was no judgments here. You know, there's no bullying, no condemnation from anybody. It was just the energy was so powerful. It was just amazing to be in that. I don't have words. You know, it's like there are no words to explain what was felt. And you would really have to be a part of it in order to appreciate and to take advantage of that energy. I believe this is Casey Caban that's holding.
And, hi there.
Hey,
baby. Hey, baby, how you doing?
I'm good.
I love you.
Thank God, listen more.
Yeah. Hey, AK, I love you, brother. Nice work, man. You're filled with the spirit, man. You just glow with that shit, man. I'm so honored to know you as my brother. I thank you so much.
I love you too, brother, immensely.
And if I may, just kind of add on to Sandy's comments about the symposium, if that would be okay, I would love to share some thoughts.
Please do.
Call me, brother.
Now, I first met Anthony when I was signing up. When I first learned about the symposium, I got chills. I did. I felt it immediately when I saw the placard come up about Water Life Symposium. I thought, wait a minute, what? There's going to actually be people getting together to celebrate, you know, drinking pee? I mean, like, how perfect is this? Because I'd only started drinking my pee, you know, like, I don't know, maybe a month and a half in. And so, you know, as soon as I was able, I went and got myself registered, and I was, you know, attempting to get the hotel room. And so Adria, the dear heart, you know, I contacted her because I wasn't getting the information correct. And she actually assisted me in the whole process, got me registered, got my room registered. And there were still difficulties. And so I left a message and I said, I don't know, it's not working. It's not working. And so Anthony, instead of messaging me back, he calls me. And we spent a couple hours on the phone. Just learning about each other. And in our conversations, as time went on, he asked me, you know, what does it mean to you? What does the symposium mean to you? And I said, well, I see it as an opportunity for communion, for celebration, to actually be around other people. I've been a stranger my whole life, you know, feeling like I'm in a strange land, you know, and wondering where my peeps were, you know. So I was thinking, good Lord, I can actually meet other people that are doing this. What a privilege. What an honor. What an opportunity. And so as we kept having our conversations, we just kept getting deeper and deeper. And I realized I was, you know, tapping into an extremely deep wisdom, not just with Anthony, because I was in contact with Roz, and her and I were Facebook friends, and Daniel and I, and Gerald and I, and Alex, who came over from Thailand. I knew a lot of these people prior. And when I got to actually be there physically hugging them, my goodness gracious, did my eyes pop wide out of my head. Because in my entire life, I have never had so much genuine, authentic, true love energy ever. It just never happened like that. It was so, it was no masquerade party. And I like how you said that stuff about the hair and the makeup, you know, because it's true. You know, if we can't show up in our true colors, genuinely in our authentic self, in the I am that I am, then who in the hell are you anyway? Who am I actually talking to? And so in my experience, my journey so far, which has taken me almost into about 12,000 miles of journeying around the country, connecting with these people that I met at the symposium. And what a love fest. And it just gets better and better and better. Every day it just gets better. It's such a beautiful, unique privilege. And I really agree with Anthony. I mean, I'm doing the same thing with my Facebook. And I've given people fair warning. I mean, if you're in, cool. You know, stick around. Let's have some fun. Otherwise, why aren't you unfriending me? I remember a Snoop Dogg meme he put up, and he says, keep your shit real and it self-cleanses your Facebook. And I thought that was pretty good, you know. But a lot of people just hang around, and I don't know why. Maybe it's because exactly what Anthony said. You know, they just want to, you know, stroke their ego thinking they have all these likes and all these friends and all this shit. And it's all bullshit. It is. Social media is a total joke. But for the moment, I'm using it, you know. Because I'm connecting with the people I really want to know all over the world. And it's really an awesome privilege. So I love you and I thank you for the opportunity to call you my friend. Both of you. It's a privilege.
Thank you, Casey.
So we're on it, man. This symposium thing. And I like your invitation only. I think that is an awesome, awesome idea. You know, I honor that. I think that's the right choice. Qualify yourself. You want to spend time with me? Qualify yourself. Don't ask me stupid ass questions with no knowledge. You want to have an intelligent conversation? Go do a little research. Come back. And ask me questions that are pertinent to anything. And then we can talk about it gladly, openly, honestly, lovingly. Otherwise, go fuck off. I don't care. I don't care what people do, say, or think. It's none of my business. But I do love people. I do. And, man, when I can get close enough to give you a hug, oh, I'm going to give you a hug. You can count on it. I live for that shit. And so I'm happy to be a part of this tribe.
Thanks for your comments.
Thank you.
We have another caller.
Yeah, thanks for allowing me.
Sure. 702-577. You want to give us your name and your contribution?
Hey, Auntie, this is Tim calling. How you doing,
hey,
baby?
Hey, Tim. How you doing, nephew?
I'm doing wonderful. I just wanted to chime in on how powerful everything that's been said so far is. And I'm just really grateful for truth, you know, when it comes, the way it comes. You know, we are in the water, but I'm going to keep it, like, intimate. You know, I am in the water, and drinking this water, you know, the benefits of it is the great benefit is enlightenment. And for me, I want all that the water provides. Now, what all that is, I don't know, but I'm open to it. It has changed my life so and affected me in such a great way as a human being, you know, in this earth and in my viewpoint of how I see things, how it has benefited me in all types of things, from my health, from my mindset of letting things go. You know, I'm right there with my brother and with Brother Casey Caban when it comes to, you know, the social media and friending and unfriending people and letting things go for myself, because they're actually dropping off, you know, and I recognize that about myself. It's these things, these changes that are occurring for me are all for my betterment, you know, because as I view them, as I let go of things that I've held on to, brother made a great point in talking about the water and how, you know, you make compensation for those who don't support it, because it's, for me, it's still that the callousness of who I am, of what I deal with myself, and I would say of who I am, you know, and allowing those things to dissipate out of my life, because I believe in the truth of the water, the pureness of the water, and that the flow of the water in my life, I'm flowing somewhere. The water is carrying me. My ancestors are carrying me. The word, the truth, and the energy of the universe is carrying me. But as much as I hold on to it, things that that were there of my own self, I can't embrace what is the truth of what the water can do. As much as I try to make sense of things that I can't make sense of, because I don't have that knowledge. It doesn't, there's research that you can do about the water, and then there's the truth of what the water actually does and what it is in you that, you know, the unknown. I've got a great word that was given to me, and it's a simple word, and it's let. It's let. Because
yes.
if you just let it happen, let it be, let it go, let it do, it will do that. And that's an unknown, but it's the beauty of that unknown that I embrace. Another the saying that I got is knowing nothing. And I am one of the most happy people to know nothing so that I can know all things as they come and embracing those things. And that's all from the water. You know, I as well can echo what happened at that symposium. It's still to me beyond words. It's still beyond
yes.
explanation. It's still beyond my imagination, you know. And that was that, you know, and those are the things that brought, and, you know, I so appreciate. And yes, he's my brother. He is a man that I've known for many, many years, and I've seen, but to bring this together, for to be the catalyst that the universe has chosen to be and to bring something like this together, and we all experience that and can explain it in our own ways, of what we experience, but it's still beyond our thoughts, you know, and it's a catastrophe.
Right.
It's not like a church revival or some little event that we went to, some great concert, because it's so much that you just can't explain. It's a movement. It is a flow. And just the going forward of it. And when something, you know, of the magnitude happens, that, you know, I guess one of the things is that you have that energy. There's something that's always going to come against, if you will, you know, and it's welcoming that because that is a part of it. And I see that even in today, even in this conversation about the truth, about the recognition, about the acknowledgement, the recognition of, okay, this great energy, and I'll just use that term because it's really beyond that, I can't explain it anyway, that we experience there, the recognition of that and recognizing ourselves in that, the acknowledgement of what we experience and the acknowledgement of what we are and accepting that, you know, the support. I want this to, you know, what, you know, I think I am in line with some of the people that were there, you know, wanting this to go to for people of this world or whoever to embrace this and it, you know, to be able to have this that we have, you know, but, you know, lack of getting in to myself, lack of the recognizing of myself and the acknowledgement of where I, what I call support and how I place that and what I do with that and where I make adjustments or excuses for not supporting or not giving, you know, I have to look at myself. Okay, I'm there, I'm in the midst, and I'm glowing with everybody and flowing with everybody. And, okay, it's January, you know, and those parts of self-recognition in all this, you know. So I'm not going to talk long, but this is a powerful, powerful, wonderful, I think, acknowledgement in this time. And I'm so glad that these, you know, that we're going to have these first week of every month.
Right.
Discussions,
right.
Talks, you know, so that we, you know, and I said we as a energy, as a love fest in the water, can move this on and move this forward, and also, you know, continue to take these things and recognize. So I'm grateful for it. I love you all. I'm here, and you know,
love
I'm
you
only.
Too. All right, we got three more callers, nephew. I need to try and get in here in the next 10, 12 minutes, okay? But we will be on the first Tuesday of every month, so feel free to call back. And next time, we're going to just have to get these comments in here a little bit earlier. But thank you for calling. Our next caller is area code 310-658. Give us your name, and let's hear what you got to say.
Hello, my name is Shatan Shepherd, and I'm proud to say that I am in and of the water. The symposium
hey,
for
Shatan.
Me. Hi, Sandy. Hey, Tay. First of all, I'm so grateful to you both. You guys have been in my life for a very long time. What I see is how the water is evolving for myself. It's evolving me physically, spiritually, emotionally, and mentally. And like Tim was saying, you know, I can't wait to see just how far it'll go, because every day is like something new. You're witnessing something new for me physically with when I was diagnosed with diabetes, type 2 diabetes, and how when I began drinking the water, I was drinking the water, but I was still taking my medicine because I was kind of afraid to stop. But then I stopped taking it and just was in the water. And when I went and had my blood test done, for my A1C hemoglobin, it had been at 12.6. It's supposed to be around 7.0. When I drank the water, I had been drinking for about a month and a half. Went back after that month and a half to get my A1C check, and my A1C had totally regulated down to 6.7. So I have no doubts. I have no doubts. I see nothing but great things, you know, that it has done for myself, and I am so happy to be a part of a people and that has embraced the water. Well, we can embrace it together and evolve and love on each other. And to put it in simple, it's authentic love. And I know it's repetitive. Everybody's been saying the same thing, but that's what it is. It's like an authentic energy of love. So I'm grateful.
Thank you so much, man. And, you know, for people to understand that you can reverse those health conditions is a powerful statement, for people to hear. So thank you, Shaitan. We appreciate that.
You're welcome.
All right. Okay. Our next caller up is 209-993. Give us your name. Let's hear what you got to say.
Greetings, King. Greetings, Auntie Sandy. This is Adria.
Hey, Adria, the queen.
Thank you. I just wanted to make a comment, actually, kind of what you were talking about, the energy, and Casey talking about the energy that was there at the symposium. And Acts 2 and 1 says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And that's the energy that I felt when we were at the symposium. While we were strangers, we weren't strangers at the same time.
Right.
There was a love, there was a connection, there was a communion that I met Casey Caban for the first time in Sacramento. It was like I knew him in the spirit already. And that, what that feeling was like at the symposium. I look forward to 2018. It's going to be fabulous, but I do support the idea of invitation only. Yeah, I think that's a beautiful thing, and maybe we can go off in the mountains somewhere. I love you guys.
Oh, I love you. I went straight to the mountains when you said that, so I'm back. I'm back.
Yes.
That's a great
you.
Idea. Yeah. Thank you so much. Adria is the muscle and the maker of making this just the most spectacular experience you could ever have in life. So we certainly appreciate and acknowledge and receive you with all the joy for the work that you do so well, so, so well. Thank you, Adria.
Thank you, Auntie Cindy.
Yeah. And we have our last caller is 916-821. You want to give us your name and your contributions to the conversation?
Hey, what's up? One love. This is Yusuf Kente. You know, how you doing, Cindy?
Great, great.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. You know, I don't want to keep too much time in, but I know you're short. But the thing is that I like what AK said was the whole point was us to come together. He does it all for us to be able to have a chance to come together. And like the other brothers say, it was, you know, just sticking on that point of let. You know, each day is a renewing of the mind. So that let is letting the let it do what it do. You know, and the beauty of it is that our spirit, our mind, is constantly renewing. It's constantly uplifted. It's constantly never in a depressive mode. You know, I learned to work my faith. And you can't serve the Lord without faith. You got to have faith. So, you know, just given the confidence of being in the water and letting the universe just bring me to where the current is pulling me, you know, it makes me feel at ease, you know, and that's the point. And hearing everybody else that I hear that's in the water lets me know I'm not alone. And that goes right back to what AK was saying. It's all about us coming together. So, you know, just one love. I love hearing and you know, when I listen to this show, I listen to other things on the radio. But I get my earphones in and I just lay back. And I just listen. And it's just so calming. It's almost listening to a yoga tape or something that would, you know, just put you at ease. And that's what this show does. You know, it just puts me at ease and I can just listen. And it's beautiful. Beautiful. Good hearing
you. Thank you so much.
I always listen. I don't punch one all the time, but I do listen.
Well, I appreciate you for doing that. And I love your comment about how relaxing the show is. And much love to you, Youssef. Waiting to see you
one
in
love.
September. Oh, we got another caller. Let's see, we got a couple of minutes here. 630-891, you want to give us your name?
Lisa.
Tell us what you got.
I just wanted to just call in and contribute to the conversation by saying that I started working with My Waters at the beginning of December. So I'm kind of fresh and new to this, and right away there wasn't too much mental blocks to get through, and I saw results right away, and I'm definitely going through a transformation, and I'm just so thankful to be privileged and to be enlightened enough to have contact with this knowledge, and I do think that the knowledge is for those of us who are ready for it and who have expanded enough and done the work enough. The self-work, the inner work, enough to be introduced to this information. So I'm sitting here nursing my baby, and I just wanted to call in really quick and just say hi, and I am going to come to the Water of Life Symposium. And I'm a big Andrew Norton fan, and allegedly Dave and AK fan, and Casey Caban. Hey, what's up? So all you guys.
They're all
So thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Lisa, and congratulations for making that decision, that choice with your life. That's awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, it's so awesome.
And you're nursing a baby.
That
is so beautiful. You brought life into the world. Give your baby its own water starting now, and you're going to raise a super, super, superstar.
Yeah. And can I just add that I had the baby at home, and there was no intervention, no medical intervention at all. And my baby's father, David, actually delivered his own baby. So we just did it ourselves right here.
Oh, wow.
Just
with excellent.
A couple of friends and family. Yeah.
And they got little Jesus Jr. over there.
All right. Well, I got to go. He's starting to wiggle, but I'll stay tuned in. And much love to you guys.
Okay. Thanks, Lisa.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, that's news right there.
All right,
baby.
Mr. King. We got about 3 or 4 minutes left.
I just appreciate you having me. I love you for the work that you do. You know,
thank you, darling. Thank you.
And for having this bright idea, you know, to have me on once a month. I don't know if I could do it every week. That's your thing. You and Brother Casey combined, y'all are good in front of that, doing it all the time, you know. And, you know, even in the book, it considers us members. That means we are part of a whole. So we don't need the carburetor to do what the battery does, you know, and so on and so on. And, you know, you guys have that thing that says you guys can be on the platform, be on the front lines, giving and giving and giving. And I admire you for that, and I love you for it. But once
Thank
a month
you.
Up to the symposium, I think we rock. I think we do all right.
Yeah. That's going to be so cool. I'm looking forward to you doing that, too. Before you close us out, though, I want to share something real quick. For those of you that didn't know, I did a 31-day urine water fast the month of July, and I posted each day on YouTube. and to chronicle my experience. So I got this, I'm not going to say her name, this comment on YouTube, and she said, I plan to get started on urine therapy January 2018. Anyway, it was October 1st, 2017. I had a sobering experience, found myself standing with a glass of my urine, smiling and taking sips. It was clearly an out-of-body happening. I say it was sovereign because we have a blank. I have a blank as to how, why, and what I was doing. Then going to the internet, I found a world of others doing the same thing. I did it about 2 weeks. Immediate results: a feeling of euphoria, well-being. Carpal tunnel suddenly left after 30 years. Arthritis gone. Left hip injury cleared. It was diagnosed as permanent. Right knee had several, she had re-injured her knee, and it was gone after massaging with her urine. And a 50-year-old injury to her ring finger was also improved by rubbing the urine on there. And I just wanted to share that. I thought that was such a tremendous testimony. So, AK, we're down to about 1 minute, and I'm going to let you close us on out on how to get in contact with making reservations and everything.
WaterofLifeSymposium.com. WaterofLifeSymposium.com. The symposium will be held in Las Vegas at the Westgate Resort. All the information is on the first page of the website. I designed the site myself. I put everything in big, bold letters for the simple-minded like me. I don't like to think a lot, even though I think a lot. I don't like it to be a chore. Click on there. Registration for the symposium is $35. The schedule is on the front page. And I promise you, this year we're going to the next level. We did last year already. And whether it's 60 of us, 6 of us, or 600 of us, we go into the next level of interaction, vibration, awareness, and I look forward to engaging with all of my loved ones.
Thank you, AK. Thank you, everybody that called in and shared your testimonies and your words of wisdom and your experiences. We'll see you next week.
Bye. Bye.